It's normal to feel a bit nervous before an exam. In fact, a certain amount of nervous tension helps us to perform better, keeping us alert and focused. The trouble is that too much anxiety is counterproductive. It can push us into a negative frame of mind and at worst make us panic and block clear thinking. This podcast outlines some steps you can take to help manage exam anxiety and turn uncomfortable, panicky thoughts into more creative tension. So first, before the exam. It's hard to panic if you're feeling relaxed. So try to establish a pattern of revision that gives you time to relax, especially last thing at night. Experiment until you can identify the sorts of things that help you to relax. It might be a long hot bath, exercise, or listening to music or a relaxation tape. You can download relaxation podcasts from this website, which will help you to learn how to relax at will. Knowing how to relax is invaluable in the lead-up to exams and on the day itself. If you think that exam stress makes you underperform, it's a good idea to practice these techniques in the weeks leading up to your exams. It also helps to feel as well prepared as possible. Pay attention to the practicalities. Check out where the exam is to take place and how long you'll need to get there. You can familiarise yourself with the building or room if you think that'll help. And make sure you know the rules about what you can and can't take into the exam room. Substitute anxious, negative thoughts with a positive frame of mind, imagining how you would like things to go. Imagine turning up for the exam feeling confident and relaxed. Try to picture it in as much detail as possible, rather like rehearsing for a part in a play. Here are some tried and tested remedies to the "I can't answer anything" feeling and other worrying thoughts about exams. When you get into the exam room and sit down, take some time to focus and centre yourself. Try this now in preparation for your exam. First, bring attention to the fact that you're breathing. Don't try to breathe in any special way, but simply experience it as the air enters and leaves your body. Direct your attention to the abdomen. Feel the sensations of your abdomen expanding as the breath comes in and deflating as you breathe out. Follow with your mind's eye the rhythmic movements of your abdomen with each breath, how it rises on the in-breath and falls on the out-breath. Now take a deep breath in and a long breath out. Look straight ahead at something inanimate, the wall or a picture, for example, and focus your mind on the positive thought, "I can do this exam," as you breathe out. Take another deep breath in and a long breath out, and then breathe normally. You have time to read the paper, so do it thoroughly. If you begin to feel panicky again, repeat the focusing exercise. Read the whole paper once, and then read it again, and mark the questions you think you can answer. And then read those questions carefully. Make sure you understand what's required, and select the questions that you're going to answer. Decide on the order in which you'll answer the questions. It's usually best to begin with the one you feel most confident about. Think about how you'll plan your time and stick to your plan. Plan out your answer for each question as you go. If you find that thoughts or ideas about other questions come into your head, jot them down on a separate piece of paper. Don't spend time thinking about them now. If your concentration wanders or you begin to feel panicky, you could try the focusing exercise again, or use one of the following techniques to help you overcome anxious thoughts. If you're worried that you haven't got time to spare on this, remember that taking 5 or 10 minutes now may save you spending the rest of the exam in a state of panic. So here are some anxiety management techniques. First, a thought-stopping technique. When we become anxious, we begin to have negative thoughts, like, I can't answer anything, I'm going to panic. If you recognize those types of thoughts, halt the spiraling thoughts by mentally shouting, stop, or picture a road stop sign or traffic lights on red. Once you have literally stopped the thoughts, you can continue planning or practice a relaxation technique. Distractions, another good way of dealing with anxious thoughts. Looking out of the window, noticing the number of people with fair hair, counting the number of desks in each row, all help to distract your attention from anxious thoughts and keep your mind busy. Mental games such as making words out of another word or title, using alphabetical lists and so on, are all good forms of distraction. You could try repeating a positive phrase or word to yourself, saying something like calm or relax under your breath or in your head, over and over again, and this can help to defuse anxiety. Some people find that carrying or wearing something that has positive associations can help them to overcome anxious thoughts. A small object that helps you to remember an important place or person can be comforting. For example, you could choose a pebble from a beach that reminds you of the peace and calm that you felt on a restful holiday. And then, of course, there's positive self-talk. Anxiety often comes with negative messages such as, I can't do this, or I'm going to fail, or I'm useless. Try to remember that thoughts are not facts and replace these negative thoughts with positive, encouraging ones. This is just anxiety. It can't harm me. It's going to be okay. I'm getting there. It's nearly over. Whichever of the distraction techniques has worked for you, finish by going through the refocusing exercise. It only takes about 30 seconds or so, but may have a profound effect on your ability to believe in yourself and do the task at hand. Different techniques work for different people, so it's worth experimenting to find which are right for you.